good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wade. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
And blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory. We just do your name. Now, Father God, I cannot do nothing without you, but with you I can do all things. Father God, I ask that you will use me for your glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let this word go out with power and with fire, oh God, to meet every need of the person, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I will forever give you all the glory and honor that is due your precious name. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on today, could you turn them to the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter and the 28th verse? That's Isaiah 28:28. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows: grain must be ground to make bread, so one does not go on threshing it forever. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy word. Today we're going to talk about the threshing floor. Throughout the scripture, there are many references to the threshing floor. This was where the wheat was separated from the chaff. They would lay the sheaves of wheat on the floor and have oxen and cattle walk over them repeatedly, which also separated the valuable grain from the worthless chaff. Without the process, the grain wouldn't do them any good. So let's begin with a couple of technical points. In the New Testament verses, Matthew 3rd chapter and 12th verse, is simply is the floor, but it's obviously, it also refers to the threshing floor. The threshing in the Bible times, as we know, was the harvest time of the activity by which the grain was removed from the husks and the tares, which was known as the false grain. And the threshing floor was flat, and it was also hardened. And the threshing floors were very important places, and they were often used as landmarks. And so as we read throughout the Bible, there were two references regarding the threshing floor. First, it is a place of God's blessings. It was a place of God's blessings. It was the place where the grain of the harvest was actually taken from the sheaves. As such, it was a place where the blessings was received. The Bible refers to the increase of the threshing floor. And you can look it up in Numbers 18th chapter and the 30th verse. And to a time when the floors shall be full of wheat. The book of Joel, the 2nd chapter and the 24th verse. But also, it is a picture of God's judgment as well. This is certainly seen in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, and the 12th verse. And it's mentioned, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with the unquenchable fire. At the time of the threshing, the wheat is separated from the chaff and the tares. Also, the sheaves are beaten. They are crushed in order to make the separation. All of this seems to be a picture of God's judgment. Micah 4:12 tells how the Lord will gather the nations as the sheaves into the floor. Also, the picture of judgment. So why did God allow David to purchase the threshing floor from the Jebusites and use it as the temple site? Of course, the location of Mount Moriah and the offering of the Isaac, 2 Chronicles 3:1 states, then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem and Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David, his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of the Ornan, the Jebusite. But how does the typical significance of the threshing floor fit with the temple? I'm glad you asked. First, it is a place of God's blessing. Certainly, he can be said of the place where God chooses to meet with the people. In the Psalms, we read, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Psalms 84:4. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Psalm 118:26. And then other passages point to the same thing. The temple was meant to be a place of blessing for the people of God. Second, it is a place of judgment. We see in the initial purchase of the site by David, God was judging Israel because of David's sin. And David needed to bring an offering to the Lord. But we also see this in the brazen altar in front of the temple. It was a place of sacrifice where the sins of the Israelites would be imputed to the sacrificial animal and forgiven. So the threshing floor is very important to us as well. For us to reach our highest potential, God will take us through some threshing floor experiences. Come on here, somebody. He will separate the wheat from the tare. He will separate the less faith from the faithful. He will separate the gossipers from the believers. He will separate us from the ones who wants to go higher in him and from the ones who don't want to go higher in him. He will separate us because why? He don't want anyone to bring you down. People of God, I say a lot of times, if you don't want to go where I go, do not connect with me, because I will help you before I will hurt you. But in order to correct somebody, and I don't know why the Holy Ghost is going this way, in this season and now in this hour, we have to correct. We have to rebuke. But then we have to do it in the form of love. We just can't do it because we feel like, oh, they are doing wrong. They are doing this. And let me tell you something. God is going to give you a word for to give to a person. And God will already tell you that person is not going to receive. But you're going to have to do it anyway. Because God said they are not rejecting you. They are rejecting me. Because some people have last chances, and you may be the very last chance for them to get it right before destruction hit their house. Come on here, somebody. People of God, we start off like a stalk of wheat. And the potential is there. We have seeds of greatness within us. But we have some chaff, some weed, some dead things in us. We have some pride. We have some insecurities. We have some impatience. Come on here, somebody. We have some mess within us. Who? Alone with the valuable grain that is within us. That's why God say he has to separate the wheat from the tare. Unless God takes us through the threshing floor experience, we will be stuck in traffic. We will be a complainer. We will always be upset. We will not have anybody who wants to hang around us. Come on here, somebody. We will always find a reason for to do the will of the Father. We will never become what we were created to be. Even though the threshing floor, it is uncomfortable, but if you have the right attitude, you are going to come out refined. You are going to come out more valuable and separated from the things that are holding you back. And I'm here to tell you to go through the threshing floor experience. Allow God to work some things out of you. You may not conceive what is in you because the enemy has you blinded because you think everything is going fine in your life. But God want to do some separating. God want to also take you higher in him. You can go to your fullest potential. And remember, some people ain't going to want to go. And God is going to have to cut the relationship off to keep you from being hindered. Come on here, somebody. So allow God to take you through the threshing floor experience. It may not feel good, but it is for your good. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you that the threshing floor is not to harm us, but to use it to refine us and to bring us up higher. Thank you, Father God, that you are removing the chaff from our lives and that you are purifying us. Father God, we believe that, Lord God, you are going to bring us out more valuable. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The threshing floor experience. Hey, I felt that. I got an announcement. Join us July 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's revival time, people of God. Yes, it is. And our theme is, are you ready for Christ's return? And it will be held at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. It's Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Theme is, are you ready for Christ's return? The speakers is myself, July 7th, July 8th, Millicent Rubin, July 9th, Barbara Herman, 6 p.m. nightly. Revival, revival, revival. I want to see you in the place. Until next time, I love you, and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Lee. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.faithisthekey47.com. www.patriciajwilliams.com. And